Henry Ford Building. We now turn left into Gerrystraße and head for the Henry Ford Building, the most important building of the FU for ceremonies, events and festivities. You have to know that the university initially consisted of only two buildings on Boltzmannstraße. Over time, other widely scattered and provisional locations were added, but this changed in 1954 with the Henry Ford Building. Finally, there was a main building with an adjoining library. In 1954, a position paper for the Berlin Senate confidently predicted that even after the removal of the sector's borders and after reunification, the local focus of the Berlin University will be in Dahlem. The western wing of the Henry Ford Building houses the university library with reading rooms, offices and an adjacent bookstacks tower. In the eastern section, you will find lecture halls, conference rooms and the meeting room of the Academic Senate. The listed building was completely renovated between 2005 and 2007. How would you describe the style of the building? Simple and straightforward always comes to mind when I stand in front of it. It was built between 1952 and 1954. According to the designs of the architects Sobotka and Müller in the new objectivity style. Formal buildings were giving way to functional building, with the goal being the functional city that would have a recognizable separation between living, working and leisure areas. Can you think of other examples? The Hufeisensiedlung in Berlin-Britz and buildings such as Onkel Tom's Hütte or Uncle Tom's Cabin in Berlin-Zehlendorf are worth mentioning. In our days, the name Onkel Tom's Hütte is controversially discussed. Together with other styles, new objectivity in architecture belongs to the Neues Bauen or New Building movement. This refers in particular to those built-to-purpose works that later became famous as Bauhaus style or Bauhaus architecture. The architecture of the building was also intended to reflect the university's modern aspirations and convey these to the outside world. For this reason, it was decided that the building, which covers around 18,000 square meters, should have a completely glazed long side. The resulting high level of light coming into the building is intended to present the university's values of freedom, openness and tolerance, as well as to reflect the building's motto of democracy as the builder. Famous people such as John F. Kennedy and Walter Gropius received their honorary doctorates from the FU and gave impressive speeches here. I tell you, when Kennedy was here, the auditorium maximum was almost bursting at the seams. Politics and this building have been closely connected since the very beginning. One eventful time was the student protests around 1968. Since I was a central figure in the movement, I can tell you firsthand about the developments. At first, we demanded the improvement of study conditions. A year later, we founded the Kritische Universität, a critical university, KU in short, a counter-model to the FU. That was really an exciting time. My fellow students simply couldn't stand the antiquated conditions anymore. We read all the writings of Karl Marx and organized ourselves into protest actions and general assemblies. One action in the evening of May 13, 1968 was particularly memorable. After a discussion event with the sociologist and philosopher Herbert Marcuse, the students tore the wooden seal of the university from the wall of the Auditorium Maximum here in the Henry Ford Building and set it on fire in front of the door of the Vice Chancellor's office. This was an important movement for the protesting students. The burning seal symbolized the mustiness of the past. Among others, members of the Socialist German Student League and Commune One were involved. Have you ever heard of the West German Vice Chancellor's Conference in 1968? Its reform package was a small cause for celebration for us. It was supposed to lead to more democratization and modernization of universities, giving all members of a university a say and limiting the privileges of the untouchable university lecturers. Sounds great, doesn't it? In reality, of course, not all the promises were realized and not all our demands were met. Oh look, there are the remains of the university seal that was destroyed in 1968. Have you seen it? I always thought that it had been completely destroyed by the fire. Do you know who is the namesake of this imposing building? The building is a monument to the benefactors who helped the German youth in difficult times, said the then vice chancellor and co-founder of the FU, Hans Kress von Kressenstein. Yes, that is, or was, his real name. According to official information, the building was named after Henry Ford's grandson, Henry Ford II, and the Ford Foundation. However, there have been repeated calls for the name to be changed, as a connection to the car maker Henry Ford himself can also be made. At that time, there was already a debate about the name of the building, since the inventor of Fordism was also co-editor of the influential anti-Semitic publication, The International Jew, and was, in 1938, awarded the Grand Cross of the Order of the German Eagle by the National Socialist regime, the highest award for foreigners at that time. You were also able to put the Henry Ford building in your wallet from 1964 onwards. How? From that year on, the Henry Ford building was the motive of a permanent stamp issued by the German Federal Post Office. You've no doubt noticed that 1968 was a quite busy year. In the same year, an assassination attempt was made on me, which then triggered the so-called Osterunruhen or Easter riots. We will come back to this shocking moment in my life later. If you like, you can visit the exhibition on the history of the university inside the building. It has the promising title, The Future from the Beginning.